Evanoff Communications online news update.
It's 23 degrees in Brantford, 22 in Hamilton, 23 in Kitchener-Waterloo. I'm Brian Sylvester. The Canadian dollar today trading lower, 71.96 cents U.S. The TSX up 176 points. Prime Minister Mark Carney says he had a productive phone call with U.S. President Donald Trump earlier today. The Prime Minister's office released a statement saying the leaders discussed current trade challenges and opportunities while agreeing to, quote, reconvene shortly. Earlier today, Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand joined 20 other foreign ministers from Europe, Australia, and Japan in condemning Israel for giving final approval for a controversial settlement project in the occupied West Bank. Anand had her first official meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington today. Ontario's financial watchdog says the province has shed 38,000 jobs, with the provincial economy starting to feel the impact of American tariffs. Financial Accountability Officer Jeffrey Novak is warning in his report that economic indicators for the second quarter of 2025 are mostly negative. His report says employment in particular took a hit, with most of the job losses felt in the manufacturing industry. Ontario's unemployment rate also rose for a ninth consecutive quarter, up to 7.8%. The union that represents thousands of full-time support staff at Ontario's colleges has taken a step toward a possible strike. The Ontario Public Service Employees Union says it has requested a no-board report, and once issued by the province's Labour Ministry, it would set a 16-day countdown to a legal strike position. The union says there is no strike date at this time, but it would put them in a position to withdraw services for the fall semester. OPSU has proposed a moratorium on campus closures and preventing further layoffs, as the sector has seen closures and what the union describes as thousands of job losses due to a funding crisis. Air Canada says it is expanding its reimbursement policy for customers affected by strike cancellations during the recent flight attendant strike. In addition to refunding customers because of cancelled flights, Air Canada will now also cover reasonable expenses for hotel stays and meals. The airline says it may take 4 to 6 weeks for reimbursement. A quiet day for the Toronto Blue Jays. The team is off after dropping a 2-1 decision to Pittsburgh yesterday afternoon. The Jays will face the Marlins in Florida tomorrow night. Light 92 weather. Clear this evening, 13 overnight. Friday, sunshine, 26 the high. Saturday and Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud both days with the chance of showers. Temps in the mid-20s. Right now in Brantford, it's 23 degrees, 22 in Hamilton, and 23 in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.